It's Monday, March 18th, 2019. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
Will you be happy? Really?
I have no right to be unhappy, which is almost the same.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. What a fun way to open up this here episode of The Shizzo, The Ballet, from right here in New York City. That's the name of the band, The Ballet. You may remember The Ballet. They're my favorite gay indie pop duo. I've played them on the show every time they've released anything new over the years. I just super love them. And I don't love them, like, in the super gay way that they seem to like everything. But I sure do love them in other ways. I love their music. I love how funny they are. Their live shows are great. One time I saw them, they did this elaborate, like a performance on an overhead projector with an artist doing live animations of the songs as they sang them. It was amazing. They've done Giants covers when I've seen them live. They're so good. And they got a new album coming out in May. I'm very excited. It's called Matchy Matchy, and we just heard the first song they've released from it called I'm a Top, of course, because they have to have like a overarching gay theme to everything they do. It's so funny. Anyway, so yeah, The Ballet, wonderful. Okay, up next, we're going to hear four songs by a band from from Atlanta, Georgia. I think maybe kind of just her, but anyway, the band is called Matil, and they're super great. They're like kind of the White Stripes vibe a bit, maybe a little more fun. I don't know. I love them, and I only recently discovered them with the release of their newest EP called Customer Copy, which we're going to hear two songs, Baron's Sunday Best and East Coast Swing. Then, after that, we're going to hear two songs from her debut album, self-titled Matil, which came out last year. We're going to hear Whites of Their Eyes and Silver Pillbox, both really great. And also really great, these first two songs ago, The Baron's Sunday Best and East Coast Swing. I really like this stuff, and I was like, should I play stuff from the original album and then on a future episode play something from the new EP? I was like, no, screw it, I'm just going to put it all on at once, because that's just how I'm going to roll. So that's what we're doing. Four songs, two albums, one band, this show. Yeah, okay, Matil, Baron Sunday Best, East Coast Swing. And I love the lyrics to these songs as well. East Coast Swing in particular is really, I don't know, I enjoy reading them. It's not like they have a lot of deep meaning or poetry. They're just weird and interesting, and it's like there's like a lot to think about or something when you hear them. Anyway, so you could look that up. You can't necessarily understand every word she says on the first listen. Maybe you can. I don't know. Maybe you're better than me. I looked it up, and I enjoyed it. Okay, without further ado, Matil, Baron's Sunday Best, East Coast Swing from Customer Copy, then Whites of Their Eyes and Silver Pillbox from Matil. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Step, yeah, it's so much fun when you get upset. A baron is a wearing his Sunday best. Yes, a baron is a wearing his Sunday best. A baron is a wearing his Sunday best. Yes, a baron is a wearing his Sunday best. La 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 la. A New York name, but if you take away the hype, I think you're all the same. A baron is a wearing his Sunday best. Yes, a baron is a wearing his Sunday best. Yes, a baron is a wearing his Sunday best. Yes, a baron is a wearing his Sunday best. Took your first step, yeah, it's so much fun when you get upset. A baron is wearing his Sunday best. Yes, a baron is wearing his Sunday best. Everybody knows the truth and cares. A baron is wearing his Sunday best. We'll be right back.
tripping around. I ain't mad though, a little slow for me, but I keep dragging on. Make your way over to the park, through the cemetery in the dark, right back where we left off. Well, what you got inside your silver pillbox? A glassy version of a strong fox, ripping up the east side streets till the break of dawn. Make your way over to the park, through the cemetery in the dark, right back where we left off.
You're all like, oh, I'm against a globalist elite, blah, blah, blah. It's not very convincing, to be honest.
Why don't you go f*** yourself, you tiny brain, and I hope this gets picked up, because you're a moron. I tried to give you a hearing, but you were too f***ing annoying for me.
You can't handle the criticism, can you?
Yes, that's the confrontation between Fox News host Tucker Carlson and Rutger Bregman, author of Utopia for Realists. Carlson invited Bregman for having had the audacity to call out World Economic Forum billionaires in Davos for the hypocrisy of their liberal rhetoric.
I got so much pushback when I started raising the idea of higher taxes, that we should do something about tax avoidance. These people often use philanthropy as a way to distract people from the real issues, right? They have all these wonderful plans about, oh, I'm doing something with girls' education in Uganda. And I'm not against that, but pay your taxes first, please.
And you're speaking of progressive taxes with very high marginal tax rates, what conservatives, and I guess your audience at Davos, would call confiscatory taxes.
Yes, exactly. Just as we had in the 50s. It's only since the 70s and the 80s that tax rates have gone down and down and down, and inequality has grown and grown and grown. So I'm part of a generation that was born just before or after the fall of the Berlin Wall. We're not traumatized by the Cold War. We don't look at the world in terms of, oh, this is capitalism versus socialism. And like the standard responses that you always get is, oh, that sounds like communism, that sounds like Venezuela. That doesn't work anymore. We say whatever, because we see the huge challenges that lie ahead. Climate change, income inequality spiraling out of control. My take on history is that if you zoom out a little bit, you see that every milestone of civilization was once a utopian fantasy. Democracy was once a crazy idea. The end of slavery was once dismissed as, oh, that's never going to happen. The welfare state was once seen as a bizarre, unreasonable idea. But it works in both directions. If you look at the history of the 20th century, take the 50s, for example, what you see is that there was a small group of thinkers who called themselves neoliberals, like Milton Friedman and the Austrian philosopher Friedrich von Hayek, and they said to themselves, we're in the minority right now. I mean, we're the radicals. Everyone has become a socialist. Everyone believes in big government these days. But what we need to do is to start developing our ideas, building our networks, our think tanks, our institutions. So if you want to know where Reagan and Thatcher came from, you got to go back to the 50s, because they just got their ideas from people like Friedman and von Hayek. And that's what is happening right now. If you want to understand AOC, well, you got to do good historical research into all the ideas that she's now advocating, because it didn't come out of nowhere.
They say that love can be good all the time, but you can fold the steel into something you can chime. Hammer on its heel, an ode to magnetize. Like a pelican you glide. Reach for the rings of Saturn with my telephone. I try, but get your answer machine. Nobody.
All right, let's catch up. After Mateel back there, we heard two songs by a band from Cardiff, Wales. H. Hawkline is the name of the band, and we heard two tracks off this new record of his, I Romanticize. We heard the songs Means That Much and Impossible People, both really quality songs. I think those are the standout tracks on the album, but it's all pretty good. So if you like those songs, I think you'll probably like everything on the record, and you might like those the best, like I did, but it's all really quite good. So recommend H. Hawkline. Okay, up next from France, Beach Youth. That's the band. I made fun of their name the first time I played them. I'm tempted to do so again. I just feel like Beach Youth is the silliest random band name generator type name ever, but whatevs. We're gonna hear a couple songs by them right now from their second EP, which is very cleverly named Second. I'm thinking the naming things is just not their strongest suit. Their strongest suit is making awesome music that kind of sounds like the drums. So we're gonna hear two tracks, as I said, from this here second EP of theirs, Apnea and For Us, both really good. So I think you're going to dig it, especially, again, if you like the drums or if you liked Beach Youth last time I played them. You're in for a treat because they're great. So here we go. Beach Youth, Apnea, and For Us right now on the show.
I retreating already. Let it go, let
That was two songs in a row right there by a band from Glasgow, Scotland. I mean, really, it's a woman from Poland who just happens to live in Glasgow, but Whatever, that's the truth. Her name is Ella Orleans, and the songs we heard were The Season and Planet Mars, both very good songs, from her new album, Movies for Ears, which I think is a really great title for an album, Movies for Ears. What are albums if not movies for ears? So yeah, if you like those two songs, I think you probably will like the rest of the record. It's all quite good. Okay, finishing up this year's episode of the show from Los Angeles, former member of the band Deerhoof, you'd never know to listen to his music, Chris Cohen. He's got a new self-titled album coming out soon, Chris Cohen, and he's released a few songs from it so far, but this is the one I'm going to play. It's called Green Eyes, and I think it's really good. So without further ado, Chris Cohen, Green Eyes, finishing up this year's episode of The Sounds of My Head. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was three covers by Billy Strange, You Were on My Mind, Colors, and All I Really Want to Do. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about, including where you can follow me on social media at thesoundsinmyhead.com. You can also find links to Spotify, where there are playlists for each recent season of the show, including this one, season 16, where I put all the songs that I play on the show into that playlist, and you can just listen to them there without having to listen to me blabber. Thanks again for listening, and we will see you next time on an all-new episode of the show.